This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Discussions are being held between the United States and Russia to arrange a second summit between their leaders. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, in a tweet, said President Donald Trump asked National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington in the fall and that those discussions are already underway. That news came as a surprise to Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, who learned of the plan during a TV interview in Aspen, Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
The announcement of negotiations for another Trump-Putin meeting comes just 3 days after their initial summit in Helsinki. That encounter has led to significant bipartisan criticism in the United States because the American leader sided with the Russian president's denial that Moscow had meddled in the 2016 election. The White House on Thursday also publicly rejected a proposal that Putin made Monday in Helsinki that Trump twice referred to while still there as an incredible offer. AP's Ed Donahue reports there are no plans to send Americans to Russia for questioning.
The president talked about it at the Helsinki summit.
What he did is an incredible offer.
The White House says President Trump disagrees with the Putin offer. It would have allowed the U.S. to question 12 Russians accused of interfering in the 2016 election in exchange for allowing Russia to interview Americans facing accusations by the Kremlin. That includes the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. There was opposition from both parties to the offer, including Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden.
Strikes me as almost providing aid and comfort to the enemy.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.